Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
All right, I promised phones with Gasper, so let's do it. It's Agenda Free Friday brought to you by the Bernardi Auto Group, bernardiautogroup.com on the web. Dino in Connecticut. What do you got, Dino, on the Celts?
Yeah, Gasper's one of my favorite guys, to be honest with you, but he's killing me with this Kyrie thing. I mean, you got Danny Ainge grabbing a guy who said, the earth is flat, we never landed on the moon, it was all a scam. He escaped from Cleveland, he used you to get out of there, and he's a head case. It doesn't matter if you had Anthony Davis or anybody with this guy, he's a poison, and get him out of here. And as far as Brad Stevens, he's too soft for this league. These guys are never going to respect him. He's too soft.
Okay, give me a Stevens thought there, Gasper. Is he the right coach for an NBA team with superstars on it?
I think he can be. I think this was a lesson for him this year, though. Look, all the teams Brad has coached, he has a bunch of guys that just the motivation was built in. They came with a chip on their shoulder. They wanted to play the right way. Look at those teams with Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder. You know, those weren't obviously the easiest teams to deal with all the time, but those were guys that had something to prove. And even Isaiah Thomas, as much of a pain as he could be, he was somewhat beholden to Stevens for giving him the opportunity to showcase his talent. Well, now look at this team. Here's Kyrie Irving, won a championship, number one overall pick. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, number three overall picks in the draft.
So the question applies.
Yeah. Does he have the right? I think he can do it. But I think he has to sort of change his approach a little bit. I think it was a learning experience for him this year that you can't approach this type of team the same way you did the other teams in the past.
Too idealistic. It was too idealistic.
A little naive.
Yeah, it was, you know, again, in college at Butler, what's he got? He's got a bunch of guys that were rejected by bigger programs. He can bring them in, sell them on it. We play as a group. You know, tactically, this is how we're going to attack it. And then, you know, we get the most out of it. Now it's different. He's going to take a different approach.
Mike in Chelsea. Go ahead, Mike.
Kyrie Irving is an insufferable human being. But you have to sign him for three reasons. Number one, he might turn it around and improve on his intangibles or leadership. Number two, you keep yourselves away from that doomsday scenario you were talking about where he could team up with Durant in New York or Brooklyn. But number three, he is an asset and he has value around the league. So if you have a team like that is not a typical destination for free agents that has a player that wants to leave, like a Karl Anthony Towns a few years from now, you do have that asset to trade for that big man. So I think you absolutely have to keep him.
Absolutely have to keep someone. The thing that bothers me the most, like I the flat earth and all that stuff, I could give two poops about. And I would even accept, Chris, the undermining the young players, undermining the coach. Like, I'm willing to accept a lot. I understand the NBA is tough with those superstars. But then not deliver when it matters most and not take any ownership of it, that to me is easily the most troubling sign. If he had put up in the playoffs, I said this to you weeks ago, if he puts up in the playoffs and delivers in the playoffs and takes him deep, then all that other stuff is acceptable because, well, the only thing that matters is this thing at the end. But if he doesn't deliver, then really what are we doing? And so that concerns me that he played so poorly when it mattered and took no ownership of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would agree with you on that. I mean, I think the fact he took no ownership is worse than the fact that he didn't play well. Because this is one thing that was in sort of my column I wrote today. Like, look, in the history of the NBA, almost all the greats have had some sort of postseason failure. Probably not on this level in terms of their individual play, but just not getting over the hump.
Sure.
Whether it's Bird losing in 82 and 83. I mean, Magic Johnson, they were calling him Tragic Johnson in the finals.
Jordan couldn't
get past the Pistons. Isaiah Thomas literally threw away the 1987 Eastern Conference Finals. So this happens, but it's how you respond to it and how you go back from it. And so do you use it to fuel you? Do you use it to make you better? Or are you trying to duck responsibility for it? If you're trying to duck response, how can you be a leader if you don't hold yourself accountable? How can you hold others accountable?
Right.
And how can they take you seriously?
100%.
Yeah, because it's the modern NBA and it's the millennial era. You just run.
I still think you need some of it. I still think you need it for the best player to come out and play the way that he played and not say, I need to be better. That's a huge red flag.
Oh, I'm not defending it. I'm just telling you that this is how they react now. You know, they don't accept accountability. They just move on. Let me go to the next place that's going to tell me how great I am.
Cody and Needham on the Patriots receiving situation. Jimmy, will you make sure he's up? I just sort of froze there. Cody, are you there?
Hey, yes, I'm here. So I want to talk a little bit about the Pats signing all of these tall receivers. I actually think that they're signing them not necessarily because they want them to catch the ball, but because of this new pass interference rule, but just have Brady throw it up and these shorter corners will just tug in their shirts and get the call.
Well, that sounds like fun. That sounds like a good watch. Let's just throw up balloons and challenge it and go to replay on pass interference.
Well, you know how Bill's always one step ahead of everybody else with these new rules.
Maybe. My guess is that these were the only guys left. And they did sign a dude who was like 5'6". Now he left. He just was released.
Oh, Bruce Ellington?
Yeah.
That was Felger's guy.
I was hoping for that guy.
See, I'm a Maurice Harris guy. He's going to pop.
He is?
Maybe.
I think there's obvious explanations for why they're going after these big guys. They lost the best red zone target in the league to retirement. So now what do you got to find somewhere else. You're not going to find another Gronk. So go get some big receivers, whether you got to draft them or sign them as free agents or whatever. You're going to need options in the red zone, and they better all be 6'3".
Well, they did. They got N'Keal Harry, which you didn't like.
No, I'm just saying. But I didn't like it. But I'm trying to explain the big guy thing. Murray, would you work with me a little bit?
For crying out loud? He's big. But they're doing that. You're right. Yeah, they're doing exactly what you want.
The other thing is, I think they want to run the ball. So why not have big receivers who can also help you block?
Yeah, you got to clear the way for Sony Michel. That guy's a difference maker.
Isn't Ben Watson a good blocker?
Yeah.
He is a good blocker. Yeah, sure. I mean, he's not, you know, Gronk, but he's a good blocker.
So would you rather have him or Dwayne Allen?
What's the diff?
Oh, come on.
As a blocker?
How about the... Okay.
I'd rather have Ben Watson because he can actually catch the football.
Dwayne Allen had 3 catches.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yes, so I'd rather have Ben Watson because he can catch. As a blocker, they might be a wash for all I know.
Right.
I'm not breaking that down.
But that's my point, is that you replace Dwayne Allen as a blocker and you actually have a guy who might get more than 3 catches.
Who's like 64 years old. Here, let's end Chris's stint with a Red Sox take with one of our favorite callers, Tom in Quincy. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I wanted to call in because I've been waiting all week because I know that the Sox got the 500, which is fantastic, as we know. However, no one's talking about the competition that they actually beat. But I will say, silver lining, that they got the back 500. The Jackie Bradley Jr. stuff right now, I don't know how much more I can handle with him, honest to God. So I feel like he sucks so bad at the plate. And it's like, it's a matter of time before they gotta bench the kid, right? But then he does one of those stupid catches like he made the other night. And it's like a stay of execution. It's like, oh, well, he did that, so now we can't bench him yet. And I'm like, no, you freaking can. So, and the other thing, it's no one's talking about, and maybe Tony was earlier, I was at working, but the thing about that play that's being missed, that would have been the third walk-off bomb that Brazier gave up to lose. Now, that is a pattern. You got to get someone in there that is not going to throw up meatballs in the ninth. I think that might have been in the 11th, for Christ's sake. Who knows?
It was the 11th.
But they got to do something. They got to get somebody in there that can actually close the game. But please, for the love of God.
Tom, thanks for the call. He should be your co-host on the Baseball Report.
I do love him, yeah. Yeah, good. Tom, 6 o'clock, 617-779-0985. Ask for Maz.
What do you want? Bradley, Brazier, they're at 500? What do you want?
I guess I'll go with they're at 500. I mean, I think it's obviously significant for them to get there. And I think what really works in their favor is just sort of what Tom said. Like, have you looked around the American League? Do you know that the Mariners who got off to that great start, and I've said from the beginning of the year that team's built a tank. Do you know that they're 500 too?
7-18 in the last 25.
They've fallen all the way down. So these are the teams that you're playing now. You know, the bar is getting lowered for them. And the most encouraging thing I see from the Sox, and it wasn't something Tom mentioned, just Sale. I mean, two straight starts with swings and misses. And even though the fastball velocity and the four-seamer the other night, the average was like 93.6 or something like that. But he got like 14 swings and misses. Like, if he's back, then it's a completely different deal. Because the way the team is built, you got to win when he's out there. And they weren't doing that. So things have stabilized for them. And are they as good as last year? No. But guess what? The American League stinks.
Yeah.
Have to be.
No. And I don't care if they're playing dog crap right now, because early in the year they were losing to dog crap. So I'll take the W's against the dog food. I'll take that right now. Later on, hopefully it'll lead. They got the Astros coming up and a couple of other decent series. We'll see how they look in those. But I'll take every W you can get right now.
We have a Murray and Gasper extravaganza tomorrow?
We do. It'll be more working through. What was the name of the documentary, Chris?
Oh, I
job.
I did a bad job. The story of the 2018-19 Celtics. Yeah, look out for that one.
Yeah, we'll have Brian Robb, Boston Sports Journal, with us, too.
Okay, 11 a.m.?
Yep, 11 a.m. 1.
Gasper, thanks for coming in.
Good to see you guys.
We didn't ask you. Who are you wearing today?
Oh, God. You guys,
what is that? That's a nice little number.
It's a shirt.
This is from the Dolce & Gabbana collection.
It's not Dolce & Gabbana. It's just a regular shirt.
Yeah,
what
do you call that shirt, though, without a collar like that? I'm not being a wise ass.
Nehru?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Nehru look. Yeah, like kind of like an Egyptian look.
I guess so.
Stylish.
I don't know as much about this as you guys.
This feels like a podcast.
No, that's definitely a podcast.
Yeah, don't kid yourself. You took off the ascot before you came in.
We're going to reset our Bruins thoughts
right
after this.
You're an ascot, Mass.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5. The Sport.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, but you're always ready for an opportunity, so, you know, tonight's another opportunity to go out and play.
Camper shoots, he scores! Svechnikov with a shot, tipped in by Sebastian Aho, straight away. 3 seconds gone on the power play. Hand off for Greg McKegg, busting in far wing. His shot, they score! Rask had it, he lost it, no signal, and I think that'll count.
And obviously when they took the lead, it was one of those things that we talk about, being resilient, and, you know, every team talks about that, but we have that belief, and just like every other team, and, you know, every guy stepped up.
Right circle, Marchand, one-timer, out in front, they score!
Hamilton's getting the penalty. Nordstrom was coming in for a hit on Hamilton. He tried to have a reverse hit, and he came up a little bit with the elbow.
Marchand center fired. They score! Patrice Bergeron.
Backus got hammered by Dougie Hamilton as he was fighting the puck, and Hamilton takes another penalty. Dougie Hamilton having a meltdown.
I just watched both of them, so I didn't agree with either. So
the Boston Bruins come from behind. A four-goal outburst in the third period. Have taken game one.
I think this time of year, as long as the team's winning, I think anyone would feel good. Couldn't care less about who scores and who does what. As long as we get it done together, that's the main thing, and I think that's one of the strengths of this team, that we have 20 guys that can do it, and I think we've showed that more than once.
Tess Johansson, a little anti-Celtic kind of sentiment. Resetting our Bruins thoughts quickly. It's another game where I wonder whether the Bruins were the better team. Just like I felt for large portions of that Columbus series and most of the Toronto series. Up and down the ice, 5-on-5, 60 minutes, who's a better team? I don't know if you were last night or if you are. But I do know that you've developed this great little winning quality that when the money's on the table, you're better. You're better than these teams. You do know how to close, whether it's a timely save or a big penalty kill when you need it, or you get the benefit of some officiating as you did in the third period, and you take advantage with your power play. And then close it where your opponents don't seem to be able to do it. And so that's what I think is separating the Bruins. I think that's a great thing to have. They had it all year, and they've carried it into the postseason. Are they the better team? I don't know. But I do think they know how to win. And I wonder about these opponents. I do. The officiating, how do we feel about it?
Oh, my gosh. I hated the officiating in that game. And not because it favored one side over the other, but because I thought it was way too ticky-tack. When I saw them call that, make that call on Corrali early in the game, that Corrali got called for roughing, you know, after a guy hit him and he hit back and, you know, stuck his glove in the guy's face, and call it a punch if you want. Fine. It's playoff hockey. You're going to start giving penalties for that. You're going to be giving them on every whistle. Like, that's what's going to get penalties? I hated the ticky-tack nature of the calls.
So, I mean, look, I know that it can be inconsistent at times, but it was really annoying last night because while they're calling stuff like that that was ticky-tack early in the second period, they missed so many calls, especially that should have benefited the Bruins. Chara got boarded, too many men on the ice, and that's just a few that I can remember. I'm sure you could probably catch more on TV, but it was driving me crazy. I'm typically not blame the refs guy, but I was glad that they got ticky-tack calls that went their way in the third period because I felt like they deserved them.
Okay, so I think the officiating was against you early and for you late. And I think when you net that out, I think that's I think that you got the benefit of the officiating and the Hurricanes got a little screwed because if I want, you know, if I get to pick my period where the officiating benefits me, I'll take the third. Thank you very much. And so they got the benefit of the calls in the third versus the first or the second, which is how I would draw it up. But either way, I'm with you. Are we really calling? This is the Eastern Conference Finals, for crying out loud.
Oh, God, I hated it. And again, the other element in it, Mike, is aside from the third period, the more calls there are, the more it'll benefit the Bruins because they have the better special teams, I think, based on, you know, I'm going by the math now.
No, they definitely do.
But I look at it and I say, and so look, but I don't look at it that way. This is to get to the cup. This is to get to the final. You want the referees being a factor?
So I'm with you. I don't like the way the game was called. I thought you benefited from it more than the Hurricanes did. But I think that the story there is that you did benefit from it because you took advantage of it. And the Bruins, this entire playoffs, there have been games where they have not gotten the benefit of the calls. Remember the goal off the net in Columbus is the most famous example. They won that game. So in the games and the instances where the Bruins aren't getting the calls, they make the kill. The games where that it does come down to it, they're the ones that close it out, not the opponents. They get the power plays to get the third period, and they take advantage. That's sort of a trend of this team. And that, to me, is, you know, a good thing to say about them. I think, you know, we have our punching bag. And his name, again, I think is Douglas Jonathan Hamilton Jr. Just as we thought. We gave you all the Hamilton Ovechkin stuff from the other first round and Roenick tearing him a new one. On Wednesday, we gave that to you as sort of a setup to could we see this in this series. And wouldn't you know, first game, there it is. There's Doug Hamilton losing his composure, playing like a puss, taking penalties, and really hurting his team, and then not really owning it after the game. Like, perfect. There's the full Dougie Hamilton package. And so we have our punching bag, and we have a guy to go exploit. And I'll just give you one clip. You know, Tony Amonte, I do the NBC Sports Boston postgame show with him. Like Roenick, he's a former NHL guy. He watches Dougie Hamilton play and is borderline disgusted. Just give me Amonte one.
He's still scared. He's still looking for Ovechkin. Ovechkin's not playing, though, Dougie. But this one, he just tries to, you know, take the hit. You can see him looking over his shoulder there. Doesn't want to play the puck at all. Gets up a little bit high. on Nordstrom, and he's going to go to the box every time. The referee's right there standing in front of him. You can't get up high on a guy. That's the game winner on this power play for the Boston Bruins. He takes another one right after this on David Backes, another bad penalty. I just think Dougie Hamilton, he's a guy the Bruins need to key in on this series. Go after him every time, every chance you get.
Okay, and it feels like they are. Go after him every chance, physically, mentally, the whole thing. Make it about him. Real quick, Amonte 2. Now, this is the penalty where he sort of leveled Backes with a loose puck at their skates. Go ahead.
That's just a cheap play in the NHL in my book.
So that one right there.
When you've got two guys battling for a puck, the third guy into that scrum usually comes in looking for the puck, trying to get the puck away. You take the guy out like that, that's definitely a penalty. That's how Dougie Hamilton's been playing. He's one of the softest players on defense. I think the Bruins are going to have a field day against him.
Okay, and even though he's taking those penalties, those are it starts with his softness.
Yeah, I think it's just, yeah, he's scared. He's scared, and we all saw it in that first round on that Ovechkin one. That was the biggest bailout I think I've ever seen in the NHL of a defenseman going back for a puck and just leaving it so he doesn't get hit. And that's how he plays, and that's why he's been on his third team. He's 25 years old.
Okay, so that's pretty tough commentary. Soft, scared, but that's how these ex-NHLers feel about Doug Hamilton. And he's those things, and he's a top 4 D, and he gets a lot of minutes, and so if one of the most prominent players is soft and scared, that bodes well for you, right? The bad news is they said the exact same things about Hamilton after that Game 5 against the Capitals. And the Hurricanes won the next two and closed out the defending Stanley Cup champion and then swept the next round. So whatever Doug Hamilton brings or doesn't bring to the table, somehow the Hurricanes can overcome it. Or I don't know what it is. Maybe they rally around it. Maybe if the Hurricanes have been in town all day listening to Bruins fans or on social media listening to the chirping of Doug Hamilton like they had to after the Ovechkin thing, maybe it's a rallying point for them. I don't know. I don't know how they beat the Capitals and how they win.
They injured TJ Oshie.
So maybe that's it.
That played into it.
I mean, seriously, how can you have a guy as prominent as Hamilton be uncommitted as he is on the ice to the physical nature of the game and still win at a high level? I don't know how they do it. But they've done it. That's the bad news. He did this against Ovechkin, and they won. So just because Hamilton is this way doesn't mean that you're automatic. There's our Bruins reset. I promise, your calls right after.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
You're listening to Felger and Bass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And I said this the day that they signed Kyrie. They used to be a pace and space team where the ball and the movement dictated who got the shot. Kyrie Irving is a ball dominated, isolation type of player. They used to be a team where Al Horford, their center, led them in assists.
Reed.
Okay, that was their style. Now they've chosen to give the ball to Kyrie to take them home. He's shown that he can't be the best player on a contending team. And I agree with you. He's done in Boston. And you ready for this? You ready for this? The teammates will help him pack.
I know we played that a bunch, but I think that's the quote of the week, the cut of the week here on an agenda-free Friday. as promised, to your phones. We'll try and whip through these as best as we can. Here's Derek in the car on the Bruins last night. Go ahead, Derek.
I was calling to say, first couple series with Marchand, you figure he wasn't drawing any penalties. He was getting penalized all over the place, especially looking after Atkinson stepping on the stick. You know, and Blue Jackets knew if they, you know, if you did anything, he was going in the box. They could rough him up and down the ice. Cut to last night, you look at what he did. I look at the series as starting kind of neutral for him. He's obviously on a short leash, but early in the game, him and Stahl getting to the bench. Stahl cross-checks him in the back, breaks a stick on his back. Marchand doesn't do anything, gets up, dusts himself off, gets ready for his next shift. After that, the whole Connor Clifton thing goes in. Let's be smart about this. Let's not even up the, let's take the power play, not even it up. And then later in the game, what happens? He draws a hooking or a slashing call. I forget what it was. It was a ticky-tack call, like you were saying, a regular season call. But the fact that the refs called it surprised me, first of all.
But hold on, Derek. Let's just stick to Marchand. He made some smart plays last night when it comes to that stuff. You know,
sure.
And, you know, I mean, Cassidy's comment afterward was funny.
Turning over a new leaf, eh, Marshy?
You know, but that was the Clifton thing. You know, quite a switch that Marchand's the voice of reason in there. But maybe that's just another little sign of how the Bruins kind of get it. You know, that's one of the players that doesn't frequently, but even he last night got it.
I also wonder if maybe in this series, right, because you said something earlier that's consistent with what Bob Beer said going into the series, which is they leave the high slot open. That area, you're going to get chances against Carolina.
I think Bergeron had more room last night than I've seen him in weeks.
Okay, so maybe this was a message to Marchand, too. Listen, they don't have the D to stop your line. So you know what? Don't do him any favors by getting in the box. This series, you, Bergeron, and Pasternak, maybe you can do damage here. Don't do him any favors.
Dean in Shrewsbury on the Celts. Hi, Dean.
Hi, I think we should re-sign Rozier, let Kyrie go, let Morris go, let Baines go. And just run with the young guys and run with the picks that we have.
Okay. Again, I don't go.
Bring back Terry Rozier.
Like Kyrie or someone else, when they're all apart, they'll all find their place and be better. And I'm not telling you, like, I'm a huge Terry Rozier guy. But if it means you clear money and you bring in someone else and you win with someone less than a top 10 point guard, I think that's fine too. There's a lot of good point guards out there. I don't know if that's even the most important
position.
He's not
even good. He shot just over 30% in the playoffs or just in the series. He sucked.
This year he sucked. But if it's his team and his... Look, I'm not a huge Terry Rozier guy. I'm just telling you, I'm not building around Kyrie because he scares the crap out of me, man. I think he's the wrong kind of guy to build around. So whether it's Terry Rozier or Kemba Walker or who, you know, find me another point guard. There's a lot of good ones out there. It doesn't have to be Rozier. But
I wish it was all new faces, literally, top to bottom, all new next year.
See, I don't think they need to do that. They just need to pick a path. Build around Kyrie with older guys, and then maybe you address the coach too, or go back to the kid thing and just be patient and wait for some money to come off the books and reset it with another max guy.
Yeah, to me, it's not about the point guard thing. It's about the guy who can get his own shot. And I'm not telling you Kyrie played well in this postseason because he didn't. He's still a unique talent, and they don't have another guy like him.
Mike and Woburn calling about what else? Officiating. Hi, Mike.
Mike, just quickly, I just got a minor bone to pick with you about your statement that the Patriots fight everything tooth and nail. I didn't see the March of the Attorneys when Goodell was coming for Kraft and the draft picks when his quarterback needed him. Okay, we got SpongeBob Surrender Pants. Fast forward to now, Robbie Rubdown gets caught. And because he's about to be the the freaking premier show on Picklevision, he's got every lawyer this side of Court TV marching down to Florida. So when we needed him for draft picks, he surrendered. So let's not you know.
What channel is that, by the way? Where can I find this? Is that like in the 900s where I can't find anything?
Picklevision?
Yeah.
It's right next to the cucumber station.
Thoughts on the Bruins, Mike?
Listen. The first blown call of that game was maybe the most dangerous one. That's when Fogle took Krug into the boards, and you could have called three things on that play, a slew foot interference or an elbow. They called none of them. Krug ate it right in the boards, right in front of the ref.
He slew footed him. He definitely slew footed him.
And you're like, okay, this is the level of you know, we got Thunderdome tonight. And then all of a sudden, it turns into nursery school, no touching. What are we doing to the playoffs? Like, this is the stuff that I can't stand. And it was blown calls all over the place. I don't want to see any of those calls on Hamilton, even though he's a freaking idiot for the second second one because he knew the level that the refs were calling it. That the first call on Hamilton, that's playoff hockey.
Right.
And Corrali going for a gloved punch, like, you know what you usually see? If the ref wants to settle it down, he'll make up a call so he can take two to the box.
Yeah, it's too bad. Because when these teams played in the regular season, remember when Carolina was here, they were the Whale that night? They played in the
Jersey? Yeah, yeah.
Like, guys were running around. That was like a big physical game.
Was the night Johansson got hurt.
Was it? I remember coming out the next day and saying that felt like an old Adams Division game in 1991.
Yeah.
Like, that regular season game was, they allowed more than last night.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, that was the game Johansson got hurt in. And so, no question. I told you, as soon as I saw the first call, I went, you got to be kidding me.
Come on.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm glad he brought up that Fogle, though. That's the dirtbag. You got to watch out for him. He's the one that boarded Oshie, and he didn't get any supplemental discipline in that last series for that, and he was out for that, and that's ultimately one of the reasons they won it. He's a sneaky dirtbag.
Well, fine, then. Let's have a dirty series. It's a better product that way. I mean, if you just want to take out, you know, Bruins, Carolina, you know, the team affiliations, just what do you want to watch? You want an old-fashioned physical battle? Like, can we get that? Will the league allow that anymore?
You know what? So I was just about to ask the same question because, you know, you do wonder, like, that game two against Toronto, after that series changed.
Yeah, they got a call.
They you know, they did. There was no question. They got a talking to. You're not going to play like this. And all of a sudden, they scaled it back.
It's too bad. Mike in Newburyport. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? First time, long time. Love your show. Just wanted to say with the Bruins the other night, not having Charlie and really didn't play a very good game at all. We still beat them. So, in my opinion, I think buy your tickets for the Cup because that's where we're going.
Okay, babe.
And Bruce Cassidy, in my opinion, is just a breath of fresh air off and on the ice. I love the guy. He's doing a great job.
I'm into him, too. Like to see him win a Cup. And then we can all just, you know, win a Cup. And then you get elevated. Not until then. You do have to wonder, Carolina, up 2-1. Dominated the second period. Going into the third, Bruins without their best defenseman, and it showed. Chara is still out there, but he's on one foot after taking that shot. And you sort of say, well, this is it. This is your shot. And all of a sudden you go to the box, they pop two goals in 38 seconds, and you lose. I wonder if you're Carolina. And, oh, by, we haven't addressed this. How do you feel about pulling the goalie with 2:38 left?
Oh, that felt way premature.
I mean, I'm not surprised by it anymore.
Because it's the league. So I wanted to put out a nerd call.
The nerds say it's better to pull it early.
There has to be, because now everyone does it. You know, it used to be just 10 years ago, it would be around a minute, 20 seconds. Like, that would be a lot. That's the earliest you would pull the goalie was a minute. And then Patrick Roy in Colorado started, you know, pulling with 2 and 3 minutes left. And it was like, what? And I guarantee you there's got to be some analytics behind it. You know, that the percentage of, you know, empty net goals against versus the ones that you score, you know, that is just that. The numbers show the earlier the better. 2:38. God, and that's the game. If that happens, you lose a draw, it goes to the neutral zone. Next thing you know, it bounces off of someone's skate and the game's over. I don't know.
So that's the thing too, is I don't remember what happened immediately thereafter. Like, did it go in the Bruins zone first?
No, well, it was in the Bruins zone. It was an offensive zone faceoff. And it came out and it was like in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It was a little scrum along the sideboards and Carlo sort of threw it to the middle and bounced off a couple skates.
No, so I remember the goal. I just don't remember what happened right before it.
It was an offensive zone faceoff.
Yeah.
Which, if he pulled the goalie with 2:38 left in the neutral zone, he should be fired, which he didn't. It was an offensive zone faceoff. But still, anyway, all I'm saying is Carolina, maybe that was their shot. Up 2-1, dominating the game, no McAvoy.
Okay, but let me ask you a question from the other side. If you're a Bruins follower, do you feel better or worse about the matchup after last night?
So I feel worse because it's just my nature. Like, Carolina is quick, man.
But isn't Carolina better than you thought?
Yep.
Yeah, their speed seems to be a problem.
They beat you to most pucks.
So
They beat you. Well, no, the majority. I think they won the majority of puck battles and were at least even, if not a slightly better team over 60 minutes.
So I'm inherently pessimistic and wary. Okay, that's just what I am.
Okay, but do they have the goaltending? Do they know how to win? Can they close? Do they have the right mentality? All those things.
So I don't know. I can't answer that one, but I'll tell you that Columbus had a layoff, and we talked about the layoff and how it might affect him in a game. And so Mrazek hasn't played in how long, right? Mm-hmm. So I need to see more first. I'm not convinced that this is going to be some sort of rollover. The Bruins beat Columbus in game one and lost the next two.
John in New Hampshire on the Celts. Hi, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Did I miss Gasper? Is he gone now?
He's gone.
He gave you guys the answer to where Kyrie is going. Who cares? He's gone. Who cares? He stinks. He just does not. He's not a leader of this team. And New England doesn't want to put up with somebody like him. That's for sure. I don't want to. I don't even want to watch him anymore.
Okay, John, thanks for the call. Murray's point. Can you market this guy?
I don't think so. Not at this point. I think he's sounds like the majority of Celtics fans, and I just even think casual fans. How would you? Why would you even want to tune in to watch this guy, even at home, let alone buy T-shirts, jerseys, pay for tickets? Oh, we get to go watch this whiny bitch complain tonight and maybe give a half-ass effort? He got worse with each progressive game in that series. He was a problem all year long. We now know that. But for the guy who's supposedly a transformative type player, one of the top 5-10 players in the NBA, for him to get worse with each progressive game, what was it, 7-8, 7-6 in those last three games? Do we even know that he's that kind of a transformative player? We've seen flashes. For him to wilt and quit in this series like this?
The talent's there, no question.
Yeah.
Does he have the character to do it when it matters?
I don't think so.
When the pressure's on him and the scrutiny's facing him, how does he come up in that situation when he's the guy? The early results are horrific. The early results are terrifying.
And for him to sit there minutes after that game ended and say, now's not the time to be disappointed.
That was unbelievable.
What, you're not forward to watching the Bucks?
No, there's too high of a standard here. With people like Brady and David Ortiz, the people have got to root for and see be champions and see how much losing hurts them. This guy? No.
Okay, but
yeah, who cares?
Tony, be wary of players who have won at a young age. Be wary.
In terms of where he's going, who cares? I do. Because from our standpoint, we just want the story and the drama. Him being a Nick, ooh, oh, that's so tasty. He's in your face for the next however 5 years, in your face. And it's you and Kyrie for the division, and you'll know you'll meet in the playoffs. And, oh, is he going to come? He'll become such a villain here. Oh, that's good stuff. It'll be good stuff. But we've been told today to watch out for who? Jimmy, who should we watch out for?
A former teammate recruiting him on the West Coast, maybe?
Oh, boy.
So if he becomes a Laker, like, that's a great national story. Not as fun here. Not as fun here.
No, definitely not as fun here. Nationally, he'd take a massive hit. Massive hit. You're going to kick and scream and threaten to have surgery and miss a season in Cleveland because you don't want to be with LeBron anymore. And then you end up in Boston and the thing's a train wreck and you run back with your tail between your legs to daddy. Oh, my God. You tool.
I wonder if Kyrie Irving regrets that.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Jimmy, what now?
I wonder if Kyrie Irving regrets asking for a trade to the Celtics.
I think you're getting an update right now as we speak.
Those texts are coming in.
Because whenever since Jimmy says, I wonder or I believe.
I just wonder who Kyrie Irving may have called after they lost game 5. And maybe it was somebody who he called during the season looking for advice. And maybe that person would welcome him to his current team. I wonder.
Imagine that. So that's the juiciest detail. Called after game 5. Ring. Hello.
I had to call Bron again, man.
I'm sorry.
I wonder if Kevin Love was there.
Oh, that would be the biggest loser move of all time. That's like moving back in with your parents. Seriously. Like, you leave, you go, you fail, you move back in with mom and dad. Wow, you suck.
I'm sorry. You were right all along. How does LeBron, how does that teammate not go, former teammate go, bah! told you. But please, I need help.
Final word comes your way next. We got fresh material.
We have 3 fresh pieces of sound for the final word.
Holy smokes. Okay, it'll be a big one, folks, right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey,
it's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? There is only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nope.
As Jimmy alluded to, prior to the commercial break, we have three pieces of sound here, including a Mad Mike and a Squeaky Maz. And we'll lead off with what is labeled Jason in Melrose Quickie.
It's Jason in Melrose, quickly.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, Jason. Go,
One quick thing. I want to fast forward to 5 minutes and 34 seconds left in third period. I just call. Staff on the bench. I love you. But one loon, everyone's looking at it. And I mean it from the bottom. There's one thing.
Okay, your phone can kiss my ass. Oh, God.
Hold it like a pizza.
But please call again.
Yeah.
Love you, mean it.
All right, we have Mad Mike here on Hockey Group.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course, yes. No, they're a team, not a group.
He's one of these guys that, instead of saying team, he says group. Our group. We like our group in there. We have a good group in there. Really, it's a testament to the group. Which is a new-fangled way, you know, group. Which I... The word bugs me. Because it's like...
No, it's not a group. It's a team. It's a team. You have a team, not a group. But it's like... He harmonizes this thing. It was sort of hard to relate to. Our group. 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 Group.
Or a band.
It's a testament to your team and not your group. 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 Or group.
Fenway Sports Group.
It's not a group, it's a team.
Or organizing.
No, it's a team. Team. Our team. Our team. It's a team. We're playing team sports. It's not a group. It's not the marketing group on the third floor. It's not the group that you've assembled to go out and raise money. It's not your fundraising group. Nope. 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 It's a hockey team. Group. Group.
Group. Dude, that or an orgy.
Good mess.
I forgot about that part.
And we have Squeaky Maz is on the positive Celtics. Positive Celtics.
I don't think there was anything positive
about this.
I don't remember this.
Group.
Just the whole thing I hear. No, Kyrie looked pretty good. What are you talking about? Well, there were stretches of the game that we played well.
Stevens picks out the positive of every.
Can you get mad? Can you show me some emotion, please? You've been here how many years? Have we ever seen that effing guy mad at his team?
I don't think he can do it.
Have we ever seen him mad at his team? Ever?
I don't think that he's built that way. And it probably helps him in his personal life. But when it comes to this, and when you want him to act like that, and when they need that, I don't think he can do it.
It drives me crazy. Can you get mad? Can you show me some emotion, please? It drives me crazy. Have we ever seen that from guy mad at his team? It drives me crazy. Have we ever seen him mad at his team? Ever. Once. Ever. This is happy horse crap. This team needs someone to grab him by the shirt collar and say, wake up. Wake up. This team needs a kick in the ass.
Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up. Can you get mad?
Why'd you leave the kids up on the table?
Ever.
Here you go, create another table.
Well, I look forward to the challenge. So, like, I look at it and I say, you've got to be kidding me. How about, hey, look, guys, I don't know what you want me to do. I'd love to give my team a sex change, but then I'd be turning them into men. What are we doing here? Do you guys want to play or not?
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.